Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story for you. It is a very serious story. You know, sometimes things that we read are very factual, and they are things that you need to take very seriously. And this one is an instruction manual. It is a how to live your best life instruction, and it is called Never Let a Dinosaur Scribble. And now you realize that I was being very silly when I said that it was a serious book, because everyone knows dinosaurs are not walking around right now, nor can they scribble. So get ready for some silly. Today's story, Never Let a Dinosaur Scribble, was written and illustrated by Diane Elber. She's so talented. And it's read today by Mommy and
Delita.
Delita? Ooh, that's a great name. Delita. Ooh.
I delete the Corpse Brigade with my friend Rumza.
Wow.
Delete all of that out.
Okay.
Except the when I said Ramza and you said wow. Delete that out.
So okay.
Everything after that except.
Here we go. I hope that you don't mind listening to a story about a dinosaur.
That's fine.
Okay, let's do it. I recently got a pet dinosaur. I know it's hard to believe, but it's true. And everyone keeps telling me never let a dinosaur scribble. And we can see who's talking. It's a little boy in a white t-shirt and red pants.
Why would anyone say such a thing? I mean, dinosaurs are so strong and powerful, so why can't they scribble?
That's a good question.
I thought if I just gave him one crayon, what could go wrong?
And the dinosaur is excited. The boy is holding up a blue crayon in his hand.
Well, I'll tell ya. He took off running toward the wall. We don't scribble on walls, only paper, I yelled.
Oh, maybe that's the problem. Maybe you have to give the dinosaur paper. The boy looks very upset.
Thank goodness my dinosaur has a short attention span. Just before he was going to scribble on the wall, I noticed a couple of stones instead.
Stones, like he has rocks in his bedroom. If you are a little boy who has rocks in your bedroom, you'd better watch out. Dinosaurs might see them.
He started to scribble on one of the stones, which was great, but there was just one problem. He really couldn't see the scribble at all. And I could tell he had another idea. He went to grab the paint. This wasn't going to end well, says the little boy.
And I agree with him. Listen, when you have large buckets of paint, you have to be very mindful. You need to put things down on the ground so that you don't spill the paint on things, right? And you have to have protective clothes on so you don't spill paint on your clothes. There's lots of things you have to do.
But surprisingly, it didn't make as big of a mess as I thought. He just quietly painted his little stone and it turned out awesome. But then he got another idea. He wanted to paint dinosaur-sized stones. And it didn't take long before he was rolling boulders into the room, one after another.
That's a big problem because you're going to have giant rocks in your house and they'll ruin the floors, for one thing.
It became the biggest rock pile I had ever seen. And the way he painted the rocks was truly extraordinary. But you couldn't see my floor or my bed anymore. And I had to find a place for this rock pile and quick. And then I heard a noise down the hall. this was it. I was going to be in so much trouble. I popped my head out of the door and my mom was standing right there. And before my mom could say anything, I started to explain the mess she was about to see. Well, it all started when I heard to never let a dinosaur scribble, but I had to find out why, so I gave my dinosaur a crayon, and then he ran towards the wall with it, and thank goodness he got distracted with some small stones and started scribbling on them instead, but he couldn't see the scribble at all, so he got some paint, and he loved it so much that he got bigger stones and giant stones even, and it made a big mess, and I'm sorry.
That's a lot to say, don't you think?
Yeah, of course it is.
My mom peeked around the corner and smiled. You didn't make a mess. You made some spectacular stone art. And when I turned around, there was just a little pile of stones on my table. No huge boulders, no gigantic rock pile, but still some of the best art ever.
And when we look at the picture, friends, the giant dinosaur is actually a very small dinosaur. Like desk-sized dinosaur. And the art, maybe the boy was doing it, do you think? Because it was on small little rocks.
All this time, people wanted to stop dinosaurs from scribbling. It could be because they try and draw on walls or make a giant rock pile. But if my dinosaur had never scribbled, you would never have learned how to make this amazing stone art. So next time you hear, never let a dinosaur scribble, just remember, all great art starts with a scribble. And even dinosaurs have to start somewhere.
And that is the end. And I thought I was funny. What do you think?
Now I have a corpse brigade to defeat.
You have some defeating to do? Well, we better get on with it then. You want to say the end?
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.